In a normal year, thousands of temporary census takers would fan out across the Pacific Northwest and the nation in April, May, and June to follow up with households that didn't respond on their own to the census. That's on hold because of the coronavirus. Oregon, Washington, and California budgeted millions of state taxpayer dollars to boost the response rate to the federal population count. This was to be face-to-face work mostly too, which is now unsafe.
What's completely been undone is the ability to do large events.
Mark Baldwin oversees census outreach funding in the Washington State Budget Office.
And so all over the state, about 500 organizations that we've been working with are changing their plans to do more online and virtual outreach or talking to people over the phone.
Groups like Seattle-based One America and Ashland-based We Count Oregon had hired temp workers to go door-to-door. Those folks are now phone banking and texting to encourage people to fill out the census. Some census outreach money is being allocated to buy more media promotion. This new radio spot, sponsored by the group Black Lives Matter Seattle King County, specifically mentions the coronavirus.
It's going to take time to recover, and we can all play just a small part in making sure our families and communities have the resources we all need by being counted in the 2020 census.
Some minority advocacy groups are urging the Census Bureau to push back the end of the national headcount to give more time to contact hard-to-reach populations. The Bureau has already extended the counting window by 2 weeks to mid-August. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.